So, Jonathan, I thought we would talk a bit about your travels and this new thing called couch surfing. Can you explain what couch surfing is?
Couch surfing is a fairly new website, and what it does is it allows travelers from different parts of the world to meet people in the destinations they're going to. People offer a couch in their home or perhaps space on their floor, and in return, you're expected in your own hometown to offer the same kind of things to people who might visit you.
So basically, people sign up, and if they find somebody that has, a couch in some city, that they can go and stay with that person for free.
Yes, it is for free, but people aren't expected to abuse it. It's not for people who are cheap and want to save money. It's for people who are like-minded and want to perhaps share their experiences and meet someone from the local culture. You're not going to have a good experience if you show up and just expect to freeload.
So have you actually done this, couchsurfing?
Yes, I've done it a couple of times. I stayed with a new friend who lives southwest of Tokyo. I went down to that area to see the beach and so on there, and she's become a very good friend of mine. We have a lot in common, and we've gone out several times drinking and such.
So you just went to this person's house, you emailed them, and they emailed you back, and they said it's okay for you to come and stay?
Yes, most people who are on couch surfing are very interested in meeting people from around the world, talking about their own local culture or the attractions in their area. And then the person who is visiting, the couch surfer, should do something in return. Tell them about their own country that they're from. Perhaps cook a dish from their native country for their host.
What about security? I mean, are people a little bit worried about, like, safety and security with this?
I think some people do worry, but couchsurfing has a system where you can vouch for people that you have stayed with. You can leave references, and you can become verified as a host or a couchsurfer by registering through the system. So if there's someone that you're a little bit suspicious of, you don't need to offer them a couch. It's not necessary.
So how do people get started in couch surfing? They just go to the website?
Yes, they can go to the website and they can register. Of course, when you start out, if you have no references and no friends, people might be reluctant to let you stay at their home. But you can fill out a profile and have friends on the site in the same way as many social networking sites today that are popular.
Thanks, Jonathan. That sounds pretty interesting.
No problem.